when you get a hold of the fact that pain and sickness is caused because of our disobedience, and when we don't walk in love with somebody, it opens the door to a demonic spirit to come and torment us. And I said, when you realize that, you get to thinking, hey, it's not worth it. You know, he's not worth being sick over or whatever. And kind of like my mother told me when I was a little bitty guy. I never forget this. I was probably 12 or something like this, just a young man. And my dad had bought me a BB gun. We lived out on the farm, and that was one of the greatest things. I had this BB gun, and of course I loved to shoot birds and all that kind of stuff with it, you know, and I just practiced with it, and that's why I had fun. But one day I got mad at my little sister, and I shot her. You know, I mean, I shot her with a BB gun. We were as close as Cheryl and I right now, and she said something I didn't like, and she was 22 months younger than me, and so I just whirled around and pointed that BB gun at her, and bam, hit her right in the chest right there. I mean, boy, she screamed. You know, when she screamed, Mama come out the door. Now, if it hadn't have been a great mama, if it had been me, you know, now, and one of my babies or grandbabies done that, I think maybe I'm in the same place my mother is. I hope I am. But it hadn't been long ago when I was raising mine. If I'd have walked out, one of them shot the other, and I would have beat the one that shot the other first. And then if they lived over, then I... You know, that's the way we are. But my mother, she was a great woman of God. And she walked out and she said, son, come over here and sit down. First she asked Gail, how are you? And she said, well, Mom, I'm okay. But it sure did hurt. Had a red spot right there. And she said, Thurman, come over and sit down on this porch with me. I got to talk with you. She said, you're going to have to get a hold of this anger. She said, if you don't get a hold of the anger, said, you have power over it in Jesus' name. But she said, you're going to have to get a hold of that, because if one day you let your anger control you, when you get older, you might have a real gun. And somebody might do something to you, and in your anger, you might shoot them and you might kill them. And she said, if you kill them, then you could spend the rest of your life in prison or maybe even have your life taken. And said, nobody's life is worth that to you. Said, nobody. I don't care what they've done. Nobody's life is worth that. You know, I remember that. You know, there's a few things you remember when you're children. You know, and boy, that's one of them I remember. And I thought, what great counsel. You know where that kind of counsel, that kind of wisdom only comes from one source. You know that? From God. Only God can give a mother or a father that kind of counsel. And too many of our mothers and fathers today are not seeking that counsel. And, I mean, yesterday I was saying in the healing school that too many of us, when you talk to people about Jesus, you know, it's real often when you talk to somebody and say, are you a Christian? And they say, oh, yeah. Where do you go to church? Oh, I don't go to church. You know, why not? Well, my opinion is that you don't have to go to church to serve God. Well, I met a person this week, and I told him, I said, you know, your opinion don't count. And so I made that statement yesterday in the healing school. I said, you know, you're not going to be judged by opinions. That's why I don't have any opinions about anything. I only teach exactly what God's Word says. And so I said, when I talk to people about God's Word, sometimes people really get offended because I'm very bold with the Word. I just tell them, you know, your opinion don't count. You know, I said, God says this. And, you know, and so many people today, they go totally by what they think about God. And what they think about God will never be what the Word of God says. Because you're thinking by the flesh, and your flesh never will line up with the Spirit. Never. So you'll always do what's wrong. So, as I told people about the opinions, Tom come up and told me, he said, Thurman, there's another preacher preaching exactly the same thing you are. He said, I was listening to John Hagee this morning, and he on the air made a statement this morning that your opinions is all about the Word. And it's not your opinions that count. Your opinions don't count for nothing. It's only the Word that counts. He said, you and him preaching the same thing. You heard it twice in 2 days. So, wow. So I guess now you've heard it 3 times in 2 days. But, you know, our opinions don't really count. And you can't go by your opinion. So, and I'm going to show you some things today. We're talking about what we've done in prayer. and how we've prayed and things happen. I'm going to start out today with a scripture in Matthew 6, 31 through 34. We're going to talk about prayer and the power of prayer. Now then, how many of you have noticed that gas has gone up at the gas pumps a little bit in the last 6 months? Anybody noticed that? I thought maybe y'all hadn't even noticed, but you know, I went to buy some steel this week, and when I called the guy, and when I built this building in November and December of this last year, this steel on this building cost $1.79 a foot, a lineal foot. I called, and of course some of these beams up here cost $1.30 and $1.40, $1.20 a lineal foot. And I called to get some prices, and these beams like this were $2.41 a foot, and the metal was $3.80 a foot. I told the guy, I said, "Did I hear you right?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "They told us at the beginning of the year, in December, they said, expect a 30% increase in prices this year," and said, "We've already had a 100% increase in 6 months." So, if you allow it to, you can let these things drive you into a place you don't want to go. I mean, Christians, if we ever serve the living God and believe what His Word says, we're going to have to start really doing that now. "Therefore, take no thought." Well, too many of us take too many thoughts about what we do. "Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Pull up to the gas pump. It's $4 a gallon. Oh, I can't make it. I ain't going to have enough money." You get into depression. You're thinking, "Oh, woe is me. How am I going to eat? Go to the grocery store and everything's higher in the grocery store. What am I going to do?" Well, let me tell you. What did the Lord tell you to do here in Matthew 31? "Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or where are we going to get our gas? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what you have need of, all these things." King James says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things," food, gas, clothing, materials, anything you need, "should be added unto you." In other words, if we as the body of Christ start taking thoughts about, "Oh my goodness, for $4 a gallon, what am I going to do? I ain't going to be able to make enough money to pay just my gas bill." You hear Christians talk like that? Well, see, that's not God's way, is it? That's not what He told us to do. He told us to take no thought about these things. When you pull up to the gas pump and you look at that gas pump, it says $3 and a half, $4, whatever it is. In fact, yesterday, I've been planning a trip, knowing how gas is. We're going to a little city where there's no airline goes in. We're going to Alamogordo, New Mexico this week, and then back to Hobbs. And they're little cities, so there's no major airlines go there, so we're going to fly our own airplane out there. And so I'm trying to plan in that route the best gas prices. So I looked and done a check of all the places out there, and I found out that out at, city out here. Brownfield, yeah, that's what it was. Brownfield had aviation gas for $4.16 a gallon. I thought, okay, that's as good a price as I found. Most of it's $5. When I went to Hobbs and looked at the price of fuel in Hobbs, it was $6.25. You know, so I said, "Hey, you know, this $4.16 sounds good compared to $6.25. You know, so I thought, okay, I'll go to Brownfield and I'll stop there and get gas, fill up. Then I got enough fuel to go on down my garden, back to Hobbs, and then back up to Brownfield, and I'll fill up again. Then I got more than enough to get home. So that'll be the cheapest way to go. Well, last night after church, I thought I'll double check. Well, from day before yesterday to last night, they must have bought a load of fuel. Because it went from $4.16 to $4.82. So now then, I'm still checking. And so I will, tomorrow, I got a couple of places that's a little bit more reasonable. You know, so what I will do on that route going through there, I will check. But I know that our God, my God, is going to provide the resources I need to pay for all that fuel. He's going to provide the fuel. So it's going to be out there. So I'm not taking any thought. I'm not worried about it. I know He's going to provide because I'm seeking His kingdom and His righteousness. And so I'm not going to get into worry and fear, because if I do, I get into sin. The minute I get into worry, I'm into sin. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's my first thing to do, is seek Him, the King, and His righteousness. And He said, all these things that you need shall be added unto you. Don't worry about it. He said, I'll take care of it. Now then, how many of the cattle on 1,000 hills does He own? How much of the gold and silver is His? Hey, so, so why be concerned? If the King owns it all and He's your daddy, why be concerned? You know, you don't even have to sweat it. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, none whatsoever, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Well, let me tell you, there are plenty of evil in every day. So if you try to live in the world's way, you know, you're going to let these things that are happening drag you down, and you're going to be in depression, and all we got to do is learn how to talk to the King. Prayer is where the answer is at. I mean, I think about that gentleman just a few weeks ago that I told you all about here that was comatose, that I went to the same hospital that Lucky and I went to the other day. I went up there with a man that was comatose, that had been comatose for 6 weeks. And the doctor said he wasn't going to recover. But I took the word of God and went in that hospital when his friend called me, and I went up there and remitted his sins, just like the Scripture says, prayed the prayer of faith for the man, stood on Job 33, read all the Scripture, laid the Bible on his chest. The man had been comatose for 6 weeks. After doing everything God told me to do, the next day he's sitting up bed eating, fully conscious, in one day. I mean, just like Lucky's friend, we went up there and prayed over him. And you don't have to go in there and spend a lot of time. I mean, you don't have to go in there. He tells you how to pray. And we're going to go over some of these prayers today. He tells you how to pray to get things done. And when you pray in faith, the King shows up. You know, He's a mighty God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.